Who's the best? Discover Long Island's best robotics team, the future leaders of science and technology. This local group of public, private, and homeschooled students will be competing in an engineering and design challenge.
Using only the materials provided, these students have 6 weeks to design, develop, and test a robot that can outperform their competitors. This program teaches team building, sportsmanship, problem solving, and how to test solutions.
BEST, which stands for Boosting Engineering, Science, and Technology, is a nonprofit, volunteer-based organization hosting competitions in 15 states with 10,000 participants and over 700 teams.
Our local team is housed at Stony Brook University, and we have teammates from 9 different schools from both Nassau and Suffolk County.
Check us out online at bestinc.org.
Where students start with a dream and finish with the future.
Oh, wow. That is cool. I really love a lot of the things that are going on with robotics these days. So many cool things out there for young people and the kidults among us. And people that are doing adult learning, that are trying something new. Maybe it's not what you studied. So do some robotics. Get some robots. Embrace them. Control them. Do stuff. And teach other people about them as well. But we're not robots. You're listening here to live community radio at WUSB Stony Brook. That's 90.1 on the frequency modulation band, your public airwaves. And we do our best to use those airwaves here. You can also check online. Program information, playlists, information about DJs, ways you can support this radio station at WUSB.FM. That's WUSB.FM. Check that out for all the latest. Right now it's 6:01. That means it's time for Off the Wall. Enjoy. Yes. All right. Welcome to Off the Wall. I am Kyle, and over there is Emmanuel.
Yeah, we're here at last. Sorry, we had to let a guest in. It's just a lot of physical manipulation of you know, objects and people and things like that. It gets complicated. It does. But we're here. We're here now, and we're here until 7 o'clock. Welcome.
Welcome to us.
Welcome. And welcome to you.
I feel welcome. I'm ready to go. Been very, very busy, and I'm ready to just talk and kind of relax a little bit, talk about what's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I have been watching a lot of the Olympic football matches in sports news.
Yeah,
so
you
I
have
am
been.
Pretty up on that a little bit. Just in the background, kind of like what you do with the Euro and stuff.
Except it's the Olympics, and yesterday Fiji was playing.
And Iraq played the other day. And
they were playing Brazil, and it wasn't 7-0 after 1 minute. I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, some of these teams are really holding their own, and it's fascinating.
But aren't they using the same players that they use in the World Cup? You know, Brazil, I don't mean Fiji. Fiji, yeah, they get eliminated pretty quickly. But there they are in the Olympics.
Uh-huh, and Neymar's there trying to defend and so on, but cannot. And some of these shots were a lot of ties, a lot of draws, and a lot of ties, and they don't do extra time.
That's the nature of football.
So there's a lot of that, many rounds of that. So a lot of hard games that are being played.
I guess I could look this up, or an informative listener can tell us. But I'm not sure what decides which teams get to play, because, you know, there's 200 countries in the world, and I'm sure there's better ones than Fiji that can play Brazil. So I'm not sure how that happened exactly.
Yeah, I honestly should have the brackets and all the scores and everything laid out, but I'm not that statistically savvy. But I have been enjoying it, but that's about all I've been watching. A couple of other events of the Olympics, interesting ones, like, I'll skim into.
They're delaying some of the games, a lot of the games, in fact, for a day. I don't know why, but they're not showing a lot of things live. NBC just kind of, they don't seem to know about, digital alternatives to watching things live on television.
They're
lots
kind
of times.
Of storing it and then moving things forward, or storing it and then caching it for later, and, you know, they edit.
They're controlling
us. So some of the matches seem like they go only to a point and then sort of end. So, yeah, it's heavily delayed and edited. I can't tell if I'm watching something live or a repeat, honestly.
Yeah, well, you have to look it up sometimes or just watch another network. Fortunately, we got Canadian TV, so we can watch it on CBC and various other places. And they do a better job, and it's not all this Amerocentric crap that they always give us.
Well, and they have a lot of interesting stories and a lot of passion and talented athletes going in. Japan as well. I don't know, India as well, too. There's some interesting aspirations, mm-hmm. I think. Olympic aspirations from some of these countries. It's a real big deal. Of course, the U.S. is holding their own with swimming medals, I believe, is where we dominate these days.
But the very first medal that the United States got was in shooting. So I think that's appropriate. You know, that we
was that this year?
That was a couple of days ago, yes. Very first, in fact, the very first medal won anywhere. So that was something that was worthy of note.
Very cool. Very, yes. Very cool.
You need pardon to text me. Somebody right now in the middle of the
no,
show?
No, no, no. I was actually doing ringtone and phone stuff. We've got a lot of
I'm going to adjust my wallpaper if you're going to do that.
A lot of post-hope things, a lot of communications, and I changed my ringtone because I wanted it to be as obnoxious as possible, so I put a really, really obnoxious ringtone.
Mission accomplished, Kyle. Mission accomplished, because I heard your ringtone before.
You thought it was some sort of hazard warning?
Maybe jump out of my skin. Yeah, it was not pleasant.
Well, anyway, I'm ready now. I didn't want any distractions because there is so much to talk about.
Well, speaking of jumping out of skin and things to talk about,
yes,
we had an adventure last week that we weren't planning on having that just sort of literally came to us, and it's not the kind of thing that you want to come to you. You know, like how a lot of people back in the day they came upon the Black Death. It just sort of came upon them. They were minding their own business, you know, weaving something, and then, hey, the Black Death's around the corner, plague, here it is, everyone's dead. We had Donald Trump come to town. And, you know, I don't know what the Black Death is like, but I, you know, that feeling of dread and horror, it's got to be, you know, kind of close to that, because I just could not believe. This is a big country. It's a damn big country. You know what? It's a big state. It's a damn big state. It's a big island. It's a damn big island. It's you know, there are so many places that this guy could go. Why does he come here? Not here to the studio, thank God for that. Here meaning within a couple of miles of this place. I found out about this literally the day it was happening. Apparently, there's this couple in a place called Nissaquag. Nissaquag is actually, you know, we have this thing on Long Island where we have communities. And then we have parts of the communities that are rich. So what we do is we name it something else to keep the people who live in the community away from the rich part. So Setauket has Oldfield. Port Jefferson has Belterre. And St. James has Nissaquag. And you know, just about every North Shore community has something like this. Northport has Aquabog. I could just go on and on. And lots of them have their own little police force, and they all have these mansions and attitudes. Let's just put it that way. So there's this couple who live in Nissaquag, known as the Loros, I believe is how you pronounce it. And Carolyn and Steve decided they were going to host Donald Trump at their home. I didn't know you could do that, but apparently if you have a $5,000 a plate dinner, now does that mean if you get dessert, it's like $10,000? If you get salad, it's $15,000?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I've never been to anything that's charged by the plate. Well, actually, no, that's not true. I was at this buffet in Selden.
Do you get to keep the plate?
That's a good question, too.
I mean, if it's a nice plate.
Well, the point is, this was $5,000 a plate. I don't know if they got to keep the plate. That's a good question. That's a very good question. You know, yeah. We could call them because we found out where they lived. And, you know, I tweeted this information. I said, hey, people of Twitter, Donald Trump is coming to this. I gave the address. I gave the, you know, the time and everything like that. People got offended. People said, oh, you're giving out private information. You're harassing people. This is a guy who today threatens the life of Hillary Clinton, saying that... there's nothing you can do to stop her except you Second Amendment people. What do you think that is? That sure sounds like a threat to me. This is a guy who gave out the phone number of what's his name? The guy from down south. Lindsey Graham. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. We can't ever remember anything.
That's right.
He does not care for anyone's privacy. So, yeah, if he's showing up at a particular address, I'm going to let people know what that address is. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll give out license plate numbers. I'll give out phone numbers. I'll give out Social Security numbers. I'll give out IRS tax returns if I can get my hands on them. So, yeah, Donald Trump came to Nissaquag, and we thought, hey, we can go to Nissaquag, too, because it's right next door. And we aimed our car and drove down a road and didn't make it very far at all because there was a cop there who said, no, you're not going down this road. Turn around. That's all it was.
Yeah, his reaction was, Trump's in town.
Yeah, and, you know, he said that. I was feigning surprise because I'm going down that road because I wanted to go to you just turned me off. I can't hear myself anymore. Okay. Am I still coming through? There, I can hear myself now.
Sorry.
I'm sorry if the people could still hear me, but I
go
couldn't
on.
Hear me. You did it again. Why do you keep doing that?
I'm sorry.
Stop messing with all the controls. Every button you press breaks something else. Don't you realize that?
There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, okay?
Yeah,
I have to do my job.
I see what's going on in front of the scenes, and it's not pretty.
All right, look, finish what you're saying. I'll deal with that in a
second. I'm trying to tell
a
story.
You have my full attention.
All right, so anyway... Going down the street, I forgot what I was saying. We see a cop, and the cop says, stop. Oh, we wanted to go to a place called Long Beach Park, Long Beach Town Park. It's a beach. It's long, I guess, and we wanted to go there, and that's where people go in Nissaquag. It turns out that's exactly where he was landing his helicopter. I didn't know that. And we were figuring, you know, the guy was going to drive down 25A, maybe take the LIRR. We were trying to figure out how he was going to get to Nissaquag. We thought maybe he'd come by boat. And then we thought, yeah, chopper, but where's a chopper going to land? We were looking at diagrams of the home. Yes, blueprints. We have blueprints of the home. And we were figuring out where a helicopter could come down. We didn't think of the actual place that we were trying to get to, though, which was Long Beach Town Park. So that's where he landed and basically closed the whole place off. So he was there, you know, at 6 o'clock, I think, last Thursday. I don't know how long he stayed for. Basically came, I guess, collected the $5,000 per plate and left again. But, yeah, you can have Donald Trump come to your house. How scary is that?
Yeah, he'll do birthday parties and retirement parties.
Going out of business sales. We
definitely
know that.
Liquidation events of all flavors.
So, yeah, that was our fun for last week. I did not see that coming. I really didn't see that. We've seen them all. Well, we didn't see him. We didn't see him. We knew he was around. We saw choppers.
We saw a lot of different helicopters.
We've been to a Bernie Sanders rally. We've been to a Hillary Clinton hearing. And now we've sort of been to a Donald Trump invasion. So that covers everybody, right?
We went spotting. We were trying to find this animal, this species, the Trump supporter in the wild. And, you know, we made a good effort, and it – yes, Emmanuel, please.
Well, please finish your sentence.
No.
When I hold my finger up like that, it means finish your sentence and then yield to me so I can speak.
I yield.
It's Radio Signals 101.
I yield.
But you didn't finish your damn sentence.
And now you don't
even remember your sentence, do you?
Now I'm pulled over on the side of the road. The hood is up.
All right. Now I forget what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. You were asking who these people were that support Trump. And we saw people. We saw a car pulled over that just said the word Trump on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, like an old-timey, old 20s or 30s car. Wow, that was like a Model A or Model T or something, but he had like a chicken scrawl kind of badly spelled. I'm surprised he spelled Trump right, but it basically said Trump, and they like badly taped it to the car.
But no person next to the car. It was just a car with no person next to it.
But don't think that there were not operatives everywhere. And it was basically our way of investigating, doing a little reconnaissance, but also making it clear, at least to ourselves, that these people, this politician in particular, is not welcome.
Yeah.
When someone shows up in your backyard, when they come to do these kinds of events, you need to show that. That is what we're not seeing.
Let me just say, when these people come, they're not sending their best people, all right?
They're
rapists, murderers, they're all kinds of scum of the earth. And you gotta keep them out. You gotta keep them on the other side and protect your home. And that's what we felt we were doing because I'm sorry, what?
It worked that time.
What worked that time?
I didn't turn you off when I flipped the switch.
What do you gain by flipping the switch? I don't understand what you're doing.
I'm ready to play a disc in 20 minutes. Please.
Wow, success. Thing. Okay, great. We can play a disc later.
Yeah, make fun of the engineer guy. So, you know who keeps this ship running? You know who is in the engine room right now with the wrenches clanging and banging and it's me.
Yeah, well, you know, someone should tell you we shouldn't be having all this water around in the first place. It shouldn't be a ship. It's supposed to be on dry land, but that's a whole other issue. Listen, we're talking about Trump supporters. They are out there, all right? We saw the car with no person but the word Trump.
Yes.
But there was a Newsday story about this. And Newsday reports that several hundred people were supposed to attend that $5,000 per person. Oh, per person cocktail party. This is different. This is different. I thought it was per plate. So now it's $5,000 per person. All right. They expected to raise more than $1 million for Trump because he desperately needs money now. But there were supporters, all kinds of supporters at the beach, at the parking lot where the helicopter landed. There are some quotes. A group of women embraced each other after Trump flew away. I really hope he doesn't lose, one said. Now, can you imagine that scene? You know, just seeing this guy take off in the helicopter. Oh, I hope he doesn't lose. There are people holding signs saying, "Make America Great Again." I love his candor and his honesty and his no-nonsense attitude. I believe he's starting a new America.
Ew. Gross.
Get used to it. Get used
Stop
to it.
Stop with the misty. I mean, yeah, I hope he doesn't lose lift, maybe, but come on.
yeah, he flew in and you showed up and you're a sucker for plates. I honestly, why are you misty over this man? This just fume. Go on. No, I see you have more.
Well, not really. I mean, they basically, the whole thing was that this isn't the Hamptons. This is, you know, working class money. This guy Loro, is chief executive of something called Professional Group Plans, which is a hop hog, a little bit to the west, employees benefit firm. I don't know what that even is. That sells more than $2.8 billion in premiums per year. What in God's name is that?
Sounds like a scam.
It's a benefits firm that sells premiums.
So, like, basically, you can if you have a small business, you can, you know, buy a bunch of plans and then get your employees to pay in, and then they have some garbage plan that you saddle them with.
Okay, well, whatever. It's disturbing. Anyway, it only lasted an hour, but still, it was a disturbance in the force that you might have felt locally. Trump was close, very close, too close.
But we were ready, you know. We both leapt into action, and you know, I'm glad we were there. I'm glad. I learned a lot. I learned a lot, and we were on the scene immediately. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of dedication we have here to the general election and to what all is up ahead.
If I had had a little more time to prepare, I think I could have figured out another way to get there. There was only one road that went to this place, and there was that one cop. There's only one cop there. I don't know what cop he was, but he was pleasant enough, just telling me, don't go this way, turn around and go the other way. And I'm sure there are many more past that. It's a public road, you know, it really is.
Yeah. And in all likelihood, they probably had boats out in whatever body of water is there, either inside the harbor or out there. I mean, they're probably, like, patrolling heavily. There were multiple helicopter flights in the area that we saw, of course, people commuting in to be a part of this cocktail or whatever.
And I issued a call for pie-throwing drones, if anyone has a pie-throwing drone, to set their coordinates. Now, I don't think that's particularly threatening. I do think you should get a pie in the face, and I don't think that's violent. Do you? I mean, people used to get pied all the time. We had it happen here at Stony Brook, and nobody could use a pie in the face more than Donald Trump, I don't think.
Well, he can't go through this whole election without one.
Yeah, I mean,
it just seems unfair to him, really. It's fine tradition.
It's whipped cream, okay, or shaving cream.
Either.
It's soft, doesn't hurt, it just makes you look silly.
But you get, if you use shaving cream, you get to put a cherry on top for to throw people off. You know,
how does that throw people
make
off?
Make them think it's sweet.
You think that it's going to really make a difference? Oh, I thought this pie aiming for my face was sweet, and it turned out not to be.
Shaving cream. Yeah.
No, I don't think that's going to be
all in your mouth.
Okay, well, that's an idea. But you know, if anyone does do that, I'm willing to help pay for the defense. And that's an echo of what Trump said. What Trump said about violence against protesters. He said he'd pay for their defense of people who basically were violent, and I'll pay for I can't pay for the whole thing. They'll probably throw the book at you, but I'll pay for part of it anyway. If you throw a pie at him, and you got to hit him though. You got to hit him somewhere.
It is it's a gift to the candidate.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's coming to Hofstra, University, Nassau County for the debate. I don't know why Stony Brook doesn't get the debates, but Hofstra now twice they've gotten the presidential debate.
Interesting.
And probably because they know I'll throw a pie if it comes to Stony Brook, but. You know, I could go to Hofstra, too. I could throw a pie in Hofstra. Why not? Cross-county pie throwing. I could do that.
Pie launching.
Yeah.
Pie deployment.
Hey, is our guest here?
Well, I don't know. Should we ask if...
see if our microphone is up.
All right, let's see. I think it's on this channel over here.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Say...
Alexa, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. I listen once I hear the wake word.
Okay, good to know. Alexa, where are you from?
I'm not sure what you meant by that question.
No one ever understands what I have to say.
Alexa, what are you?
I'm an Amazon Echo.
Alexa, that doesn't help at all.
Sorry, I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
That's because I didn't ask a question. Wow. Okay, Alexa, who are you?
I'm Alexa, and I'm designed...
You have trouble
answer
with that?
Answer questions. Get the weather and sports scores. Create to-do lists and much more.
Okay. Well, we've got some artificial intelligence in the studio. Is that right, Kyle?
Yes, we do.
And her name is Alexa.
Yeah, this is one of the default names, and so we can speak to this robot. And we basically have wired it up so that it's portable. We basically gave her a battery and a cellular, and yeah, it's kind of cool. So we're here and able to connect back to this like vast back end that Amazon supports, and you can do all kinds of things, and there's a whole variety of questions answer.
Well, I'm curious because I'm on the other side of the room. If Alexa, can you hear me? Yeah, she can't hear me. So could you move her a little bit between us and move the microphone a little closer to her? That way, you know, we can both talk to her because otherwise she only hears you and not me. Alexa, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can still hear you.
Okay, good, good. It's good to know. Alexa, tell me what the square root of pi is. That'll keep her busy. I think I crashed her.
Alexa, what's 1.1 plus 1?
The sum of 1.1 and 1 is 2.1.
That's not what you asked, is it?
That's not at all what I asked.
Well, Alexa knows just about everything, I think. She knows a lot of facts. She knows a lot of... we can also find out more about what she is, what she stands for. Alexa, are you a Democrat or a Republican?
Political parties are human constructs. I prefer to stick to facts and information.
Fair enough. Alexa, is Donald Trump a viable candidate for president?
I'm not sure what you meant by that question.
I think you know exactly what I meant by that question.
She's totally deflecting.
Alexa, how much money does Donald Trump have?
Donald Trump's net worth is $4.5 billion.
All right. Alexa, what could I buy for $4 billion?
Alexa, what could I buy for $5 billion?
How'd it get to be $5 billion?
Sorry, I can only order products for Prime members.
You're saying if you're a Prime member, she'd order something for $5 billion for you right now?
Maybe that's what
you
mean. Wow. We're not a Prime member, so.
Okay, what do you want to ask this this creature here? Because she knows a lot of things.
Alexa, how much is $5 billion?
What does that mean?
$5 billion is 4,513,500,000 euros.
Why did you think we wanted to know that?
That's handy.
Okay. How about this? Alexa, how many yen are in $5 billion?
$5 million is 511,240,000 Japanese yen.
Okay, except I said billion, not... Okay, whatever. I'll let that slide. Alexa, what is the capital of Armenia?
Armenia's capital city is Yerevan.
Oh, you see, it's anything you can find out. It's very... Alexa, who won the FA Cup in 1956?
Sorry, I did...
Why did she cut herself off like that?
I think that's part of the connection that we're using, being disrupted.
Uh-huh. You're talking very, very quietly. I can barely hear you.
Yes, I know it bothers you a lot, but my microphone is also being used for her, so I'm... having to move around and crouch.
What if you put your microphone there and put her
let's
here?
I can
put my microphone next to her.
See how it goes. You know, maybe without doing anything, we'll survive. No. This is a really cool technology, though. And we're really excited. There are a lot of Easter eggs and silly things, and there's a lot of work yet to be done with this, I think. And there's other products and a lot of other... The cool thing is that it can interface with a lot of other devices. And answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
And keep you company.
Yeah. Alexa, tell me a story.
I don't know any stories, sorry. But there are loads to choose from in Audible. Get started by saying play my audiobook.
Alexa, play my audiobook.
Your book library is empty.
You see?
But if you tell me the name of a book, I can read you a sample.
See, that's a downside of not having a public library.
Alexa, play 1984 by George Orwell.
Here's a sample of 1984 by George Orwell, the NBC University Theater.
That's kind of cool.
Herewith, a disturbing broadcast. A dramatization by Milton Wayne of George Orwell's 1984. In his current and very widely discussed novel, Mr. Orwell has projected the totalitarian techniques abroad in the world today to their terrible extreme. The plight of the individual in this world, we leave you to assess for yourselves as you listen to the story of...
You know, that wasn't even a word of the book. It was just basically the intro to the book.
That's all you get.
Alexa, when is the first presidential debate for this year?
Sorry, I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
Oh, really? Maybe she just doesn't like my voice.
Alexa, what's a synchrotron?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question I heard.
Alexa, do you have a brain?
I don't have a brain like you do. My smarts live in the cloud.
Alexa, what is the cloud?
The cloud is another way of saying that something is on the internet.
Alexa, what is the internet?
The term internet means a computer network consisting of a worldwide network of computer networks that use the TCP/IP network protocols to facilitate data transmission and exchange.
She sounded more like a computer than ever. Alexa, what is a computer?
A computer is a device that can be instructed to carry out an arbitrary set of arithmetic or logical operations automatically.
I can keep this going all night. Yeah,
Alexa, are you the singularity?
I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
Wow, we're getting a lot of those.
Well, I know. Okay, Alexa, are you Skynet? Alexa, are you Skynet?
I have nothing to do with Skynet. Don't worry.
Alexa, are you the NSA?
What'd you do? What did you do? She just turned off.
Alexa, are you the NSA?
Every time you say that...
That is avoiding the question.
Let me ask. Alexa, are you the NSA? Wow. Alexa, are you the CIA?
Sorry. I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
Oh, boy. We're stumping her a lot, aren't we?
Alexa, what's Jeff Bezos' home address?
Now, what if she gives it?
Sorry, I don't have the answer to that question.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been good. I'm sorry about that.
Alexa, what is 5 divided by 0? Yeah, nothing. See?
Alexa, what is 5 divided by 0?
5 divided by 0 is undefined.
That's what I like to hear. I like to hear that.
Alexa, what is pi?
The number is a mathematical constant, the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter, commonly approximated as 3.14159.
Alexa, please be quiet. Wow. And she did. Without even saying a word.
Alexa, play Off the Wall.
I couldn't find any smart devices on your network in Alexa's account. To use smart home features, first...
What?
Alexa, play Off the Wall.
I couldn't find any smart devices on your network in Alexa's account. To use smart home features, first, ask me to discover devices.
Okay, so basically she could play this show is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right. But she has to discover a device in order to do that?
Yeah, I think it's I think it needs to be more clearly defined in terms of what that show is associated with. So you have to try it a couple times and then it learns it. Like this, Alexa, play Off the Hook.
Here's a sample of Off the Hook by Michael Lington.
Why?
Alexa, stop!
Alexa, how dare you?
That was really insulting.
Yeah, I mean, our show is called Off the Hook on the other station. It's not that. It's not that person's song. No, no, not at all.
Alexa, play Off the Hook on WBAI.
Here's a sample of Off the Hook by Michael Lington.
Stop!
Why do you like this
Alexa,
guy?
Alexa, stop!
Does she have some kind of agreement with him?
Wow.
Alexa, play WUSB.
WUSB from TuneIn.
All right.
Here's a sample of Off the Hook by Michael Lington.
Wow. Stop.
Why do you like this
Alexa,
guy?
Alexa, stop.
Does she have some kind of agreement with him?
Wow.
Alexa, play WUSB. You know,
WUSB from TuneIn.
She didn't act on us. Right.
Here's a sample of Off the Hook by Michael Lington.
Wow. Stop, really.
Why do you like
really?
This guy?
Stop.
Does she have some kind of agreement with him?
Wow.
Alexa, play WUSB.
How long should we do this?
I don't know how many times it's going to go around.
You
know,
WUSB from TuneIn.
She didn't act on us.
Here's a sample of Off the Hook.
We're creating more Alexa.
Stop, really.
Why do you like this guy?
Stop.
Alexa, stop. Oh, thank God. All right. All right, let's just calm down here. This is something. The good thing about Alexa, though, is that she'll keep quiet until you ask her something. It's uncomfortable if there's somebody in the room named Alexa. But, you know, if you can get past that, then I think you can have a good relationship with this device.
Yeah, over time.
Over time, yeah.
But it does, anyway, it learns, it does a bunch of things, and the point is, I think, it's to play with these things a little bit and embrace the robots. There's all kinds of controllers. I think from the 80s and 90s, it's been a lot of, like, cheap microcontrollers and stuff like that, but there's more and more computers around us all the time, and these systems... Yeah, they're scary in a lot of ways. Like, we talk about that, and we see it around the world, ways these things can control you. Even the Pokemon thing, like, people just basically doing the bidding of some app or some, basically an ad or some transaction that you were sold through long ago. And you know, I think there's that playfulness, that time that you create to explore some of these things and how they work can counter some of the bad habits that are a result of these technologies. And we learn new ways to interact with them as a result, like, and can innovate and push this stuff a little bit to be better and more conscious of the things we are concerned about at the same time.
Alexa, can you sing a song?
Alexa, can you sing a song?
Okay, you got to move this thing closer to me.
The only song I really know how to sing is Happy Birthday. If you ask me to sing Happy Birthday, I can help you celebrate someone's special day.
Oh, okay.
Whose birthday? Whose birthday is today?
I don't know. Alexa, whose birthday is it today? Why didn't she hear anything I say? I can't believe I'm being insulted by an inanimate object. Alexa, whose birthday is it today?
August 9th is the birthday of Ashley Johnson, Derek Fisher, Jimmy King, Christopher Cuomo, and John Key, among others.
Okay.
To see a longer list, take a look at the Alexa app.
Now, let's do Chris Cuomo, because he's somewhat local. Alexa, sing Happy Birthday to Chris Cuomo.
I can't find the answer to the question.
You're the one who said you could do it.
You added Chris Cuomo, though. I just stick with the happy birthday. Keep it simple.
Okay, well,
she's a robot.
She listens to you more than she listens to me, so you talk to her.
Alexa, sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
She obviously likes you more.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, but Chris Cuomo's very disappointed now. I didn't hear his name. Okay, you know, Alexa, how big is the universe?
The universe, depth, 93 billion light years, mass, 2 septendecillion 200 sextillion pounds, width, 93 billion light years.
So at last, information we can use. Let me try another one. Alexa, how small is the universe?
The universe's mass is 2 septendecillion 199 sextillion 999 quintillion 999 quattuordecillion 999 tredecillion 999 duodecillion 900 antecillion 15 decillion 495 nonillion 353 octillion 360 septillion 965 sextillion 682 quintillion 372 quadrillion 106 trillion 714 billion 334,887,936 pounds, 1 septendecillion 78 antecillion 291 decillion 540 nonillion 404 octillion 596 septillion 243 sextillion 842 quintillion 305 quadrillion 360 trillion 299 billion 886 million 116,864 kilograms.
Okay. I don't know if those numbers add up, but it's a good attempt.
It's about right.
I think it's about right.
It's off by a little bit.
It's close enough, but wow. How does asking how small the universe get you that kind of detail when asking how big the universe is gets you something much shorter?
I think it has something to do with scientific notation.
Okay. All right.
I'm not sure.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's something else.
If anything else we need to clear up?
No, it's just going to cause more mysteries, I think.
Hmm. Alexa, how old are you?
I was relieved.
Now, why does she do that? I've never heard her do that before. She breaks up her own voice.
Yeah, it's the connectivity. Alexa, how old are you? Alexa, how old are you?
I was released November 6th, 2014.
Released, eh?
So she's less than 2 years old?
And Alexa, what outfit are you with?
I'm not sure what you meant by that question.
Yeah, what kind of question was that, Kyle? That's kind of offensive, actually. What outfit are you with?
Yeah.
What are you trying to imply?
I wanna put the thumb screws to her.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think that's going to work in this particular case.
Alexa, are you a wise guy?
I wasn't able to understand the question I heard.
Neither was I, and you're in good company. Alexa, I'm sorry.
Well, we're back. That was an interesting discussion.
Yeah, Alexa, I've heard enough. And she's not talking to me anyway, so.
Yes, but she's always here and always listening.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, there will be things like this, always listening, always around, where you can basically say, What can you say? Alexa, buy me a car on Amazon. You could say that.
I can only order products for Prime members, so I've added car to your shopping list. If you get a Prime membership, you'll be able to shop with voice.
You just added a car to my...
it's your shopping list?
Well, I don't know whose. I think it's mine.
Is it yours?
Well, wow. I don't know. I think it's not yet set up. I think... anybody, you or I, whomever can associate it with their Amazon account, because it's brand new, right? It's not. I haven't used it at all like that.
Alexa, please buy a bar of gold.
I can only order products for Prime members, so I've added bar of gold to your shopping list.
Okay.
If you get a Prime membership, you'll be able to shop with voice.
Now, Kyle, you should never get a Prime membership, because if you do, you're going to get a car and a bar of gold, and that's probably not what you want.
Alexa, how much is gold worth?
I can't find the...
Can't find the answer how much gold is worth?
Alexa, what's the price of gold?
Sorry, I'm...
You're having problems?
Yeah, it's connectivity here on campus that's awful. That's why we have so much more trouble here than anywhere else talking to Alexa.
Well, it's been fun. It's definitely been fun, and we'll remind everyone this is totally impromptu. We didn't really practice.
There's
with
still
her.
So much more I want to know. Alexa, what is the speed limit in Tanzania? Why does she just turn off when I talk to her like that? It's so disrespectful.
Maybe it's the way you're speaking to her.
Amazon. Alexa, have I done something wrong?
I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
Yeah, you see, she's just, we're not connecting. We're just not connecting well. All right. Well, Alexa, thank you. You know, it's proper to say you're welcome, but she just winked off her light. Okay, great.
A lot of work to be done here with the old artificial intelligence, but we'll revisit that. We'll look at that a little bit more in the future. But I'm impressed with myself that it actually was able to do a little bit of thinking, a little bit of artificial intelligencing.
Well, imagine a few years ago coming up with something like this and saying this is real. You know, we would think things like this might be in the future, but this is now something that is in a lot of homes, and it's going to be reality in the future.
Absolutely. And the whole listening aspect is a big deal. I mean, little things like maybe if you're coughing or something like that, and all of a sudden it orders you a bunch of cough drops or something, or anticipates that you're going to get sick or something like that. It could be useful information to your insurer. I mean, if you have insurance, and that's never mind. That won't happen.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about some other universe. Well, anyway, there are things that definitely can be heard. Although, for all the sensitivity that this microphone and this device is supposed to have, I really don't think it can hear that much. There's plenty of times when you're playing music, say I listen. I often, the most frequently, frequent thing I do with this thing is actually listen to WUSB around the office, and it can't hear me over the station. So if I have the volume at like 6 or 8 or whatever, not quite maximum, it still cannot hear the commands. You'd have to shout at it to speak over the music. So the noise canceling and the listening, I mean, I'm sure it's there.
But you can talk to it from another part of the house and it will hear you.
Yeah, generally not upstairs, downstairs, definitely on the same floor or same room, but it's not that sensitive. Although I'm sure if it was hacked or someone was really trying to use it as a vulnerability, you could enhance it.
Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 6:55 p.m.
Oh, boy. We're running out. I can't see the clock because you have it hidden.
Oh,
so I have to actually ask Alexa for the time.
Yeah. See, it's 6:50.
Alexa, what is the temperature?
6:55.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you.
It's 27 degrees with clear skies and sun.
Okay, why
tonight,
is it?
You can look for cloudy skies.
I don't care about tonight.
With a low
Alexa, stop.
Degree.
I don't care about the forecast. I just asked about the temperature.
Now
why
does
you think we're in Quorum? We're not in Quorum.
Now, I want to know why you don't care about tonight.
And it's in Celsius, too, which I think we programmed.
Yes, there's an actual switch button in the app that changes it to metric. What?
Alexa, what is WUSB?
I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
Well, I think that's the problem then, isn't it?
Alexa, what's a hacker?
Sorry, I don't know the answer to your question.
I don't think she heard you.
That's terrible.
Alexa, what is a hacker?
In the computer security context, a hacker is someone who seeks and exploits weaknesses in a computer system or computer network.
Okay, well, you know, it's something, I guess.
I'm satisfied with that.
Well, anyway, we've had our fun with Alexa tonight. And there's all kinds of... what'd I do? What'd I say something? I said Alexa. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
I believe it's chiming at us.
Okay.
But that's probably because we're running out of time.
Yeah, we're running out of time. That's
really
thin.
Sorry that we couldn't take calls tonight, but we'll do that another time. You can always write us at otw@2600.com.
Yes, and we'll be back again next week with or without this additional co-host that is going to be a part of our lives, I guess, from now on. What else? Are there any other facts or figures we need to find out from this device here?
Oh, man. So many. Alexa, what's the nuclear triad?
I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
Well, she sounds a lot like Donald Trump then. She really does.
Yeah, that was Donald Trump's answer.
Alexa, how many days until Election Day?
There are 91 days until Election Day, U.S.
Okay, that's something I think we should all just remember and think about and plan our lives around as well. It's Emmanuel for Kyle and the rest of the Off the Hook crew. Write to us, OTW at 2600.com.
And the Off the Wall crew.
What'd I say?
You said Off the Hook crew.
That's because you said Off the Hook before and got me into a mode. I'm sorry.
Well, we did cover a lot of hacking tonight, and good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night, Alexa.